From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi government forces have driven Islamic State militants out of the center of Fallujah. After weeks of fierce fighting, Iraqi security forces on Friday broke through Islamic State defenses to reach the center of Fallujah. Coalition airstrikes continued to pound Islamic State targets, hitting two tactical units and destroying six heavy machine guns as Iraqi special forces took over what had been an Islamic State command center. A spokesman for the coalition army, Colonel Chris Garver, confirmed Iraqi forces had seized a government building in the center of the city. Islamic State militants reportedly pulled back into the city's western neighborhoods, but left behind heavily booby-trapped buildings and streets, networks of underground tunnels, and snipers. Police in northern Nigeria say Boko Haram militants have opened fire at a funeral in Adamawa State, killing at least 18 mourners. Authorities also say many others were injured in the attack on Kuda village and that the death toll could rise. Witnesses say the Islamist militants stormed the village on motorbikes and opened fire on the mourners observing a wake. They say many of the victims were women and children. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the coming Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. Track's world governing body, the IAAF, announced Friday that it is continuing a ban on Russian track athletes. The governing body said that Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for 7 months after a report from the World Anti-Doping Agency accused the government of running a doping program. This is VOA.